And now this is a dictation for Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, Payne, P as in Paul, A-Y-N-E, October 2365. Address as a letter to Dr. Kurt, K-U-R-T, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 817-4602. Dear Dr. Anderson, a follow-up for Mrs. Payne, chronic kidney disease. She's back from Florida about a month ago. This is an in-person encounter. Chronic back pain, hips, no anti-inflammatory agents. Denies hospital admission, procedures or surgeries. Denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. No infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood. Denies claudication symptoms, chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. She has a history of Wegener vasculitis. Used to follow Dr. Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R, who retired a few years ago. Prior use of Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N. Needs to see a rheumatology doctor. Next paragraph, medication list review. She remains on Bactrin 3 days a week, prophylaxis, blood pressure, losartan, she's also on prednisone, low dose, Requit, Victoza, Lentas, and Prozac. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 136 over 90 on the right side. Overweight, alert or intestine 3, attentive, no speech problems, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular within normal limits, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tendon mesomasis, no gross peripheral edema. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries, no anemia, persistent high white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophils, normal lymphocytes, normal platelets, glucose, not fasting, excuse me, fasting elevated at 148, normal kidney function, sodium, potassium, acid base, normal albumin, liver function test, urine sample not available, low normal ferritin, normal B12 folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, history of Wegener's vasculitis with prior Rituxan treatment on a low dose of prednisone, previously documented low level of protein, blood, no blood in the urine, urine analysis and protein creatinine ratio needs to be updated, needs to follow with a rheumatology. Next number, diastolic hypertension, she says to be anxious in the office, needs to be rechecked before we adjust medications. We discuss about the importance of salt restriction, physical activity, weight loss. Next paragraph, ANCA positive vasculitis, in the recent past, persistent elevation of sedimentation rates is reactive protein and positive antiproteinase 3 antibody. Consider normal less than 1, she was 1.9. All issues discussed with the patient. End of dictation,